Unfortunately, Donna, it has been awful. It's just very unsettling for parents and families, for schools, teachers, SMEs in particular, when things like this happen. You know, just to get word like that suddenly that jobs are going to be cut, it's extremely worrying for parents, it's extremely frustrating, and it's extremely disrespectful for schools and SMEs themselves to be put in that position, to have no job security, for schools to suddenly feel that the rug has been pulled again in terms of planning and resources and supporting their most vulnerable students. It's very, very difficult.
Now, you and people like you have been working within the sector for a number of years. And, you know, you've been really, whenever I'm thinking about eye care in particular, a real backbone in trying to support children and young people to be able to reach their full potential. And, you know, receiving a letter like that there really seems like a step in the wrong direction.
Absolutely. Now, the League of Eye Care, we employ support workers and we respond to need. We employ support workers as we need them. They would be the equivalent of SMEs. We have times when a child may need 2-to-1, a child may need 1-to-1, and sometimes a child might not need the support of an SME or a support worker. But it's all about readiness. Children are ready for different things at different times. I've just retired after teaching for 40 years, almost 30 of them spent special education between primary and post-primary. Donna, I could not have done my job as a special class teacher without the support of my SNA colleagues. It would have been absolutely impossible. And, you know, I don't know any other job or any other department where the taxpayers' money would be used to give you a resource and you would be expected not to make the best use of that resource. And that's what it feels like when you have an SNA in your class. Now, if a SENO was to come out to a school, there are certain things that SMEs are not allowed to be seen to be doing. Supporting children in ways that do not fit their circular, the parameters of which are far too narrow. Their definitions of the word complex and the word care are far too narrow. So it's very, very frustrating to be in a situation where you are expected not to make the best use of a very, very valuable resource in the terms of an SNA, you know, who comes with vast experience, well educated and well able to do much, much more in terms of supporting students than simply fulfilling the needs of the circular that talks about primary needs and primary care. So that part of it is very, very frustrating. And I would say any principal, school, teacher would have a moral obligation to make the very best use of those resources. But it seems that the government and the NCSE want to tie the hands of principals, schools and teachers by insisting that they do not allow SMEs to support children in ways that do not fit their circular. So it's high time that the model was changed completely. They need to broaden the definition of what they term complex, of what they term care. You know, as you say, I've worked for years with autistic students. For many autistic students, their disability may be very hidden. And there are very, very experienced SMEs up and down the country supporting those hidden disabilities in very subtle, hidden ways. And if they are not supported properly, those children may not be able to attend school at all. So this nonsense that the government of suddenly just deciding to send out a letter to cut resources because they feel that it's only primary care needs that need to be addressed is ludicrous. So that's my thoughts on the whole situation. It's a most unsettling time for parents. And I know that the government has paused this, but that is all they have done. Like, are we going to come up against this next year again, where teachers are worrying, principals are worrying, parents are worrying, and most importantly, SMEs are worrying about whether they have a job or not. It's absolutely ridiculous. So hopefully we can keep the momentum going now about this. And another thing, Donna, I have not, you know, parents of children who do not need an SME do not request SMEs or look for SMEs. Children who do not need SMEs or teenagers who do not need SMEs do not look for them. If a parent and a teacher and a principal is saying that a child needs the support of an SME, then they need the support of an SME. Where is the respect for the professional opinion of the principal, the teachers, and the SMEs themselves? Where is the respect for the expert opinion of a parent about their own child? This needs to stop being about a paperwork exercise, and the opinions of the professionals on the ground need to be respected and listened to. And one other thing that I would feel very strongly about, Donna Marie, would be if a principal in a school feels that they need a review of their SMA allocation because there are increased needs in the school, and there are increased needs year on year in every school, then that school should not be in a position where they are afraid that that very review, where that professional opinion of the principal and the teachers and the SMAs is that they need extra help, that they run the risk of actually being cut SMAs. That should not ever be the case. A school should feel that they can apply for a review for extra SMAs without the fear of their SMAs being cut. That needs to stop immediately.